Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says full weight of NATO behind Ukraine and eastern Ukraine calm after ceasefire announcement. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the full weight of the 28-nation NATO alliance will back Ukraine as the country defends its borders against Russia and battles a separatist movement in the east. Earlier Friday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen announced the security bloc would establish a rapid reaction force of several thousand ground troops with bases in several Eastern European member nations.
This decision sends a clear message. NATO protects all allies at all times.
Also during the summit, NATO leaders addressed the threat of the Islamic State radical militant group, which says it intends to expand operations beyond the territory it controls in northern Iraq and Syria. A ceasefire between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists appears to be holding today in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine, raising prospects for at least a temporary halt to 5 months of warfare. However, Western leaders meeting Friday at a NATO summit said they were still planning a new round of economic sanctions on Russia as a means of maintaining pressure on the Kremlin to end its support for rebels in the former Soviet Republic. The World Health Organization says it will accelerate the deployment of experimental treatments of the Ebola virus as the death toll from the epidemic in West Africa jumps to more than 2,000. The WHO's assistant director general said preliminary testing of vaccines should be complete by November. This is VOA News. U.S. officials have confirmed that an airstrike in Somalia killed Ahmed Abdi Gadane, the leader of militant group Al-Shabaab. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the confirmation is a major blow to the terror group.
We think this will degrade their morale and hopefully it will also cause some internal strife as they try to determine who their next leader will be. And of course, whoever that next leader is will immediately need to worry about his safety as well.
Warren says the strike killed several other Al-Shabaab personnel in addition to Gadane. He says it was conducted in a very remote area of Somalia and that the military was confident that no civilians were killed. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday the United States has consistently worked to degrade the operations of Al-Shabaab.
We have been very systematic and methodical in going after these kinds of organizations that may threaten U.S. personnel and the homeland.
Witnesses reported that a U.S. drone launched missiles at a meeting of Al-Shabaab leaders in southern Somalia. A plane carrying 100 Americans from Afghanistan to Dubai has resumed its original journey after an unexpected landing in Iran. The charter flight from Bagram Airfield touched down in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas on Friday following what a senior U.S. diplomatic official called a bureaucratic issue. An hours-long delay in leaving Afghanistan prompted Iranian aviation officials to question the aircraft's flight plan. Unable to return to Bagram because of fuel levels, the pilot landed in Iran until the issue was resolved. Washington and Tehran have no functioning diplomatic relationship. The United States cut ties with Iran in 1980 and have spearheaded economic sanctions against the country in an attempt to dismantle its nuclear program. A new report by the United Nations Nuclear Agency says little progress has been made in investigating suspicions that Iran has worked to build atomic weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency report Friday revealed that Iran has dismissed the allegations about its nuclear program and failed to provide information the IAEA has requested. The confidential report obtained by media outlets also noted continuing construction work at Iran's Parchin military base, where Western officials believe Iran may have conducted explosive tests. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two of the artists I spoke to at the Newport Jazz Festival that fall in that middle generation of jazz artists. Coming up this hour on Jazz America. There's an old phrase, a title of a song, each one must teach one. And that would be a great thing for us all to live by. Whatever knowledge you accumulate, pass it along to the next generation. And generations, that's kind of the theme of this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. I attended the Newport Jazz Festival recently, and I'm going to be sharing more conversations with you that I enjoyed there. And some of them happened with artists that fall in that middle generation, not the newest, youngest teenagers in early 20s, and not the grizzled veterans of the jazz world, but instead those that are in their 30s and 40s, in that middle generation, if you will. We'll speak to two of them during this hour. Rudresh Mahanthappa, the fantastic saxophone player and the master of the organ and the trumpet, Joey DeFrancesco, who, by the way, learned a lot of lessons, I know, from his father, another great organist, Papa John DeFrancesco. Now, speaking of learning from your father, let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with an entire family that learned from their father, from down in New Orleans. Ellis Marsalis, the great pianist and educator, taught his sons, Branford, Delfeo, Jason, and Wenton very well. As a matter of fact, taught them so well and rehearsed them too that they took the stage for an album called A Jazz Celebration. And from that, let's enjoy a live version of Swingin' at the Haven. It is Ellis Marsalis and his talented sons on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
mostrar, sempre há tempo para amar, quando um bem você achar, e então você vai ver, você vai ver, e vai voltar, e então você vai ver, e vai voltar.
Talk about generations and learning from your elders. That's certainly the case with the music you just heard. In fact, the last two songs. That was Bebel Gilberto, the daughter of Astrid Gilberto and João Gilberto, the two Brazilian music legends. And a cut from her latest release, Tudo, the song Saudade Vem Correndo. Now preceding that, it was the Marsalis family, led by Father Ellis Marsalis, and of course, as a family, they were inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters just a couple of years ago as a complete family. Well, now it's time to turn to another of that middle generation of artists that I had a chance to listen to and to speak to at the recent Newport Jazz Festival. Let's talk to saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthappa. Rudresh Mahanthappa is not the first alto saxophone player to pay homage to Charlie Parker, but he may be the latest, and we didn't hear a Charlie Parker tribute, we heard a Charlie Parker project. Great show, my friend.
And thank you.
And give the listeners an idea of this project.
Well, you know, Charlie Parker's influence and his legacy is really timeless, and it's often talked about it's often discussed that he influenced modern music to degrees we can't imagine, but I always feel like that can be proven over and over again. And I think the most important way to show that is not to play his music, but to show his influence and the wide scope of his contribution to modern music in general. So with this project, I took ideas from different melodies and solos of his and wrote music based on those, because what he gave us was a wealth of rhythmic and melodic ideas that are, you know, it's a wellspring of information that we can use forever. So this is really the tip of the iceberg. But these were, you know, 8 or 10 compositions, and each one is based on one particular melody or one particular solo of Charlie Parker.
And when this music comes out in 2015 and we're playing it for folks, we'll let them listen and decide which Charlie Parker inspiration each song relates to.
Absolutely. And I think For some, it's clear, depending on how much of Charlie Parker's music they've listened to, but the reality is that anyone can appreciate it without even knowing who Charlie Parker is, but hopefully it'll draw some attention to the arc and lineage and the progression and evolution of jazz as a global music.
We didn't exactly hear bebop today. We heard Rude Resh Mahanthapa music. Great to see you, my friend.
Great to see you. Thanks a lot.
As I've said earlier, the new generation of jazzers are looking to push the envelope, if you will, into new areas of jazz by blending what would apparently be disparate elements and creating a new form of jazz. And see if you don't hear a little bit of Charlie Parker, but also with a Middle Eastern feel to this music. The song is Apti from the album Rude Resh Mahanthapa's Indo-Pak Coalition on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
recorded the year I was born, 1951. That is Charlie Parker and the classic KC Blues in honor of his hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, in the middle of the United States of America. Hope you enjoyed that classic. And that's music that inspired Rudresh Mahanthappa and many other alto saxophonists over the years. We're going to hear from another young man of the middle generation of jazz musicians inspired by his father and the rest of his family, too, Joey DeFrancesco. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a humorous message I've received recently. It reads as follows with a subject line: what's email? Most people use Twitter and Facebook now for these things. Email is so last century. And this person inserted a smiling face. Just came across your program while searching for stations in the radio app of my mobile phone. Loving it so far. Keep up the good work. Regards, Michael Telehun Makonnen. Well, thank you so much, Michael, and I understand that you found Jazz America posted on my own personal Moja Radio website. And for those of you who'd like to hear the latest program anytime you like on demand, you can just go to mojaradio.com. That's M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, mojaradio.com. And you'll see the VOA logo. Click on it and you can listen to it anytime you like. Now, as we continue our celebration of generations in jazz, here's one of the latest generations paying homage to one that came before them. Sonny Rollins, of course, on the 7th of September, turns 84 years old, and the saxophone colossus gets a salute from one of the younger generation of saxophone players from his album Pushing the World Away. Here is Kenny Garrett with his song entitled Jouvert, homage to Sonny Rollins on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. That's a song entitled 30th Street Station from the album All of Me from the late 1980s. Joey DeFrancesco on the organ here on VOA's Jazz America. And if you're coming in by train to the hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania of Joey DeFrancesco, you're going to enter into 30th Street Station. That was the inspiration for that song. He was inspired on stage with David Sanborn, Billy Hart on drums, and special guest, member of the younger generation of Vibes players these days, Warren Wolf, who is taking the place of Bobby Hutcherson. Bobby Hutcherson, with Joey DeFrancesco, Billy Hart, and David Sanborn, had just released Enjoy the View, a collaboration among those four greats, and we'll hear from that after we talk to Joey DeFrancesco here on VOA's Jazz America. The man from Philadelphia could have been smart and just stayed with the trumpet, but he decided, I think I'll sit down on the job every once in a while. The great organist, Joey DeFrancesco, is here. Man, great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You have been a busy young man as a solo artist, working with your brother and the family, and working with David Sanborn here today at the Newport Jazz Festival, and Bobby Hutcherson, and life goes on in a beautiful way, does it not?
It does. You know a lot about what I've been doing. That's cool.
The whole world knows about it, and partly because of folks like me, because, man, you're making some good stuff over the years, and that's why we're playing it. So, you know, you've been on a roll, and it's never ended. It's since the time, as I said before we turned on this recorder, when you were just a puppy and I first talked to you when your first record came out.
Yeah, that was in 89, when All of Me came out. I remember that, yes.
Well, there have been some changes made down through the years, but one thing stays the same, and that is you just got to keep on grooving. You've got to keep making great music. And I think you've always had, you're of a generation where you could have been totally absorbed with pop music and et cetera. And certainly, you embrace that music too, I'm sure. But you also got that vibe from your dad, who's putting out his own records too over the years. And he let you know that the traditional side of things is a beautiful thing too. And you've always had one foot in both worlds, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's where my heart is. So that's why I stick to my guns with the music that I love, and I just keep playing it. So that's all I want to do. But I love like you said, I love all kinds of music, but for myself, that's what I like doing.
Tell me what we're here today when you and David Sanborn take the stage. How did you get together with him, and what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear some music, some good music. He called me a few years back, and we started working together. But this particular set is we're coming off a new Blue Note release called Enjoy the View, which had Bobby Hutcherson on it.
Yeah.
And Bobby couldn't be here today, so we have Warren Wolf playing Vibe. So some material from that record.
Sounds good, man, and always playing with the best. Tell me about working with the family, with your brothers.
Well, we just did one project together.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun. And he was on a couple of mine, but it's always fun to play with family, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some families can't even be in the same room at Thanksgiving.
We got that, too. We got all of that.
As long as that rigatoni is still being served up. Listen, go have a great set today. Always good to see you, my friend. Looking forward to the set.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Thank you.
needs me somehow, I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone born like you. It's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is bad, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can thank it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. Yeah. For once in my life I have someone who needs me.
That's the newest work of vocalist Diane Shore from her new release, I Remember You, with love to Stan and Frank, dedicated to her association with Frank Sinatra and Stan Getz. That was the song made famous by Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life, and certainly the pop songs of the day taken by artists in the jazz world and turned into jazz. Diane Shore did that, as Frank Sinatra and Stan Getz both did in their wonderful careers and lives. This is Russ Davis. We've been investigating generations and the effect upon one generation on another on this edition of Jazz America, and spending some time with that middle generation between the very youngest jazz musicians coming up and those veterans. Well, let's close out this edition of Jazz America with one of the veterans who certainly impressed upon his sons, Chris and Darius, and a whole generation of jazz piano players, composers, and bandleaders, how to make jazz at the highest level. Here's Dave Brubeck on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Just another taste of the brilliant work of the late, great Dave Brubeck and his Dave Brubeck Quartet. From the album Jazz Impressions of Japan, that piece is entitled Tokyo Traffic. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of the program. My special guest will be the great bassist, composer, and band leader Dave Holland, the man from England who came to the United States to work in the 1960s with Miles Davis and help him electrify his music, has turned more to an electroacoustic style with his latest band and project, both titled Prism. We'll go offstage at the Newport Jazz Festival to talk with him about that next week here on Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?